morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whichever time you are listening to Versus Kingdom Family Church Daily Bread, November the 18th. I meant to say February the 18th, 2026. Can you believe that I'm already in November? Getting ahead of myself. February the 18th, 2026 on Wednesday evening. Thank you so much for coming in to the filling station, to the oasis, to the booth camp and the rivers of living waters. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, and his ability. How fast this year is going. But we welcome you, all you faithful partners that come and supporters that come to Versus Kingdom Family Church, our daily bread on Wednesday. It is so good to come and give you a message that will encourage you and strengthen you and just help you throughout the day. We need the Word of God every day, but if we can do something, we want to be able to love you, encourage you, and say you're never alone. Never alone. God is with you. He has your hand as well as you have his hand, and you're not going to let go of his hand because you know that that life, that abundant life, the overflowing, the over the top, and the excessive life of God is in him, and without him, we're nothing. So, Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you wherever or whoever's listening to this message, Father. May you encourage them and uplift them, heal their bodies, cause them to live a healthy, whole life, full of your love and your mercy and your compassion and your blessings, Father, that they overtake them everywhere they go. They are safe in the marketplace, the workplace, highways and byways, and their homes are filled, Father, with your love and with your protection. May they be conscious of always knowing that you're with them, that our divine helper lives in us. The divine helper for our journey today, every day, is a new day in you. And we start anew, Father God, and we start fresh with you, knowing that you love us and you take so great care of us. And you're in us and through us, and you live in us and live through us. And we are beaming lights in this earth, Father. You called us to be kings and priests and ambassadors. And we go forth, Father, shining the very life and light of God. We are the salt of the earth. We are your glory here on earth. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that we chose you, but you chose us first. From the beginning, and you gave us a choice to receive you or reject you. But we say we choose you, and we choose life, and we choose everything about you, Lord, because everything about you is good for us. And that is our choice for this day and for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, amen. God is good. And I know that I've been going a little bit of a different way, but today we're going to be talking about but healing is connected with our love walk. As we live and we respond and act in love, the health in us gets greater and greater. So we're going to talk about love and forgiveness. Love and forgiveness. Amen. In Mark 11, 22 and 26, Mark 11, 22 and 26, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever you say. He says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have any aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. Your offenses, the way you act, the way we act. Amen. In verse 22, Jesus tells us to have faith in God. The original reads, have the faith of God. Verse 23, he then tells us that faith speaks to obstacles in our way. Talk to things if they get in your way and they oppose the word of God. And they will obey you. Speak to your body and tell it, I'm healed in Jesus' name. No, you can't. Sickness and disease, you can't come in my body. I forbid you. I resist you. I oppose you in the name of Jesus. Right now, get out of here. And they will obey you. Amen? Your body hears the word of God and hears your words. In verse 24, he tells us how to have our desires met. In verse 25, he lets us know one of the primary things that will keep our faith from working is unforgiveness. Did you hear that? That's the gold nugget. Amen? The primary things that will keep our faith from working is unforgiveness. We don't want to have unforgiveness for anyone. To walk in forgiveness is an act of love. To walk in forgiveness is an act of love. Love forgives, okay? To fail to forgive is to step out of love. To fail to forgive is a step out of love. And when we aren't in love, we open the door to the enemy to attack us. Ain't that good? Let us keep that before our hearts all the time. When we aren't in love, we open the door to the enemy to attack us. Forgiving others keep us on safe territory with God. God's love territory. We get into God's love territory, not the enemy. Amen? Forgiveness is a decision. It's not a feeling. It's a choice we make. It's a choice we make. We are able to forgive, for the love of God is in us, and it's with that love that we forgive. We choose to forgive, whether we feel forgiveness or not. It's a choice of our will. We're not going to feel like, we say we're not going to forgive. Yeah, our feelings get in the way, but our choice is the choice that God gave us, that we walk in love. We forgive. We always forgive. We never want to have unforgiveness in our hearts. Amen? No way. It is a choice of our will. We forgive with our words, not with our feelings. Our feelings say, I'm not going to forgive that person. Do you know what they did to me? Do you know what they said to me? Do you know how they treated me? No, no. Let go of all that. Let go of unforgiveness. Amen? We choose to forgive. Whether we feel forgiveness or not, it is a choice. It's our will. We forgive with words, not with feelings. So it doesn't matter how we feel, and our body will always want to reject from acting the way God wants us to act in love. But we, the inner man in us that dominates us, the Spirit of God in us, we say we choose to forgive and we choose to love others. Amen. When someone has wronged us, we simply say, Father, your love is in me. So the power to forgive is in me. So I forgive them in Jesus' name. If someone has wronged you, don't wait until they repent before forgiving them. What if they never repent? We forgive them anyway because we forgive based on the love that is in us and not based on them, whether they ever treat us right again. Amen. We forgive. When you forgive them, it does more for you than it does for them. It keeps you from being held captive by unforgiveness. By forgiving, you stay on love's territory, on God's territory, and your faith can continue working. We need our faith in good working order all the time. Luke 23:33 and 34 reads, "And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, they crucified him. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Those who operate outside of love really have no idea what they're doing. If they really understood the danger of operating outside of love, they wouldn't choose to go that way. Choose to forgive before anyone ever does you wrong. That way you aren't left to make your choice at the time someone wrongs you. You already made a choice to forgive. Walk in forgiveness. Yes, yes, yes. When we forgive, we also forget. For that's what forgiveness does. That's how God forgives us. He forgives and forgets, never to bring it up again. If the memory of what someone did comes back, answer it and tell it, "I have forgiven them. Therefore, I have forgotten it, and I refuse to remember it. I cast down those memories down right now, refusing them entrance into my thought life," according to 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. We bring every thought into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? And we forgive, amen? Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that the enemy brings to our minds to say what someone has done, they've done this wrong, they did this, they did that. Forget it, let it go, and say, I choose to forgive them, Father. I choose to forgive them in Jesus' name, and I forget what they've done in Jesus' name. Since we choose to forgive and forget, that means we don't remind anyone else of what they did wrong either. Can I hear an amen? I'll tell you what, I'll lift my both hands and feet, but I've done that before, and that is wrong. It is wrong, it is wrong. We don't try to put them back down or control them with anything of their past. Oh, Lord, forgive us that we do that to people and to our loved ones. I don't want to do that no more. I choose to forgive. Lord, forgive me for bringing up their past and trying to control them with anything in the past and reminding them of the past. Forgive me, Lord, forgive me. If feelings of unforgiveness try to come, answer them the same way. We don't walk by feelings. Forgiveness isn't a feeling, it's a choice. It's a choice we make. It's a choice we make. Don't allow feelings to make your choice for you. Let love choose. Don't let your feelings make your choice for you. Let love choose to forgive. Amen. In the passage above, Jesus stated, "And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, forgive them." You are included in that word, any. You must not only forgive others, but you must also forgive yourself if your faith is to work. And a lot of times we mess up. We've done things that we shouldn't have done. And we keep slamming ourselves and reminding ourselves, and the enemy will remind us. But we have to say, nope. I forgive myself. God forgave me, so I'm not going to think on that stuff. That's my past. All those things, it said, behold, all things become new. Amen? Because we are no longer worms, we're butterflies. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all those things that we did in the past are under the blood, are under the blood. Amen? Hallelujah. In 1 John 1:9, we are told, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we miss it, confess it and say, Father, I missed it. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have acted that way. Once we confess our sins, God forgives us and forgets it. Whether we feel forgiven or not, and we're the ones that have to say, okay, I am I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am in good standing with God because I already asked for forgiveness. So now it puts me back into a righteous stand with God. I don't have to feel guilty because I am not moved by my feelings. I'm only moved by the love of God and the word of God that is in me and that lives in me in Jesus' name. Once we confess it, we are to thank him for forgiving us and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. We must release our faith in this verse, regardless of what we feel. I receive forgiveness. I receive the love of God that is in me. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:14 tells us, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge and cleanse and make clean your conscience, my conscience, from dead works to serve the living God? I'll read it again. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge, cleanse, and make clean our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Amen. The blood of Jesus cleanses our conscience from the dead works of sin. We don't remember our sins. We don't remember what we did wrong, especially when we confess it. We forget it, and it's under the blood in Jesus' name. One translation reads, so how much more will his blood wash our minds from our feelings of guilt for committing sin? How much more will his blood wash our minds from feelings of guilt for committing sin? Amen. How much more shall the blood of Jesus purge our minds, not to replay all those things that we did? Those are dead works. Those are dead works. They are under the blood. Anything we did, when we confess it, it is under the blood. We are cleansed, and we can walk free from guilt and shame. We keep the guilt. We keep the shame. But God says, don't do that. Don't do that. I've already forgiven you. It's under the blood. It's under the blood. Amen? But we don't keep committing sin over and over on purpose. No. We're going to miss it. We're children here living on this earth. And we will miss it at times. But we don't condemn ourselves. And God doesn't condemn us. The devil condemns us. God convicts us. But the devil will condemn us. But God says, if you confess your sins, I'm faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness and put you back in a right standing. Amen. Once we confess our sin to God, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. And we are not to permit any replay of our minds. We are not to replay any of the sins that our mind will bring us. Nope. Nope. We say, no, we're not going to replay that. You're not bringing it back to me. I am cleansed by the blood. I'm forgiven. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Don't let your mind replay those things and those sins that you have committed. They're under the blood. And that condemns us or brings shame to us. No, no, no. Answer any troubling thoughts saying, no, the blood of Jesus cleanses me. And my mind, and I won't accept them. I resist them. I reject them. I oppose them. Then refuse to touch those thoughts and your thought life again. Just say, nope, nope, nope. We ain't going there. That's under the blood. Amen. That was my past. I'm cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We must make sure we don't allow any unforgiveness towards others or towards ourselves. For we need our faith to work. Especially, we want to live a life of love. We want to stay on the flow of love. That's the higher flow of the world. The world is in a low flow. They are under our feet, all that stuff. That flow should not be in our life. We have a higher flow, and the greatest flow is the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. And we're going to stay in that flow. We're not going to depart from it. We live by love and forgiveness and by faith. and we choose to forgive any offense or anything that anyone does against us. We say, we forgive them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we're going to walk in love. No matter what people say, we're going to walk in the love of God. Amen. And I encourage you to always walk in love, because love will keep us healed. Because when we have unforgiveness and we act like fools and we react the wrong way, that causes the door to be open and the enemy can attack us, because he can say, look at, and they call themselves children of God, and look at the way they're acting. Oh God, let us always keep love before us. The love of God, the love of God that restrains us from acting like fools and acting mean and having anger towards others, Father, and responding the wrong way. Father, let us always, always be conscious to walk in your love, Father, because that's the greatest flow in our life. That is the greatest flow, is God's love in us, flowing above what the world's standards is. We're above that low flow of the world. We're in a higher flow, and that's the flow of God's love and forgiveness. And I just want to say thank you so much for this day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for protecting us. And thank you for the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We hold on to love and our faith, and we hold on always to forgive other people, Father, when they wrong us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you once again, Father. We love you, we adore you, we thank you, Father, for the life that you've given us, the abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God that we live. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We love you, Father. We call our bodies healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We live in faith, in health, in wholeness. We live strong, and we live long, Father God. We have vitality and stamina in our bodies. We have health and wholeness from our God and what Jesus purchased on the cross for us, that by his stripes we were healed, and if we are healed now. In Jesus' name, we thank you so much for coming and hearing the word of God. May the word of God always keep you safe, and always in your heart, and always in your mouth. And next week, Wednesday, Brother Andrew will be with you, or I don't know if it's healing service next Wednesday, but we just say thank you so much for listening to Daily Bread, encouraging you and uplifting you, and always, always walk in love and stay in love. In Jesus' name, we love you so much. Thank you so much. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and his power and his ability. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, we love you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.